Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. She Thinks. Like a Boss, Leadership is a short practical leadership guide by Gemma Rodel aimed at women entering or growing into leadership roles in business and the workplace. Positioned as an accessible self-improvement and business book, it focuses on 9 essential skills rather than abstract leadership theory. The book is built around the idea that leadership is not only about managing people but also about developing influence, confidence, and the ability to act decisively when under pressure. Its central purpose is to help new female leaders move past self-doubt, handle workplace challenges more effectively, and lead in a way that reflects their own strengths. The available material shows a strong emphasis on actionable advice, mindset shifts, and practical steps for readers who may feel shy, conflict-avoidant, or uncertain about their authority. As a result, the book sits at the intersection of workplace leadership, confidence building, and women-focused professional development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership as influence, not just supervision. A major idea in the book is that leadership means more than managing schedules, tasks, or direct reports. Rodel frames leadership as the ability to influence people, shape outcomes, and guide a team effectively. This distinction matters because many first-time leaders assume that being promoted simply means taking on administrative responsibility, when in practice, the role requires judgment, communication, and interpersonal authority. The book appears to encourage readers to think beyond formal title and focus on how their actions affect the confidence and direction of others. That makes the material especially relevant for new managers who may already know how to do the work but are still learning how to lead others through uncertainty or change. The practical value of this approach is that it shifts leadership from a vague ideal into a set of observable behaviors. Instead of treating authority as something bestowed by title alone, the book treats influence as a skill that can be learned and applied in day-to-day workplace situations. Secondly, 9 essential skills is a practical leadership framework. The book is organized around 9 essential skills, which gives it a structured, applied character. Rather than offering a broad inspirational message, it presents leadership as a collection of competencies that can be developed step by step. This framework is useful for new leaders because it reduces the feeling that leadership is an all-or-nothing identity. Readers can see improvement as incremental, which makes the subject more manageable and less intimidating. The emphasis on skills also suggests that effective leadership can be practiced in specific situations, such as communication, decision-making, or team influence, rather than being dependent on innate personality. Although the detailed list of the 9 skills is not fully available in the search material, the structure itself is meaningful. It implies a methodical path for growth. For readers who want a straightforward guide, this type of framework is more useful than theory-heavy writing because it turns leadership development into something concrete, repeatable, and easier to apply in real workplace settings. Thirdly, confidence building and the challenge of imposter syndrome. One of the book's clearest recurring concerns is imposter syndrome, which is presented as a common barrier for women stepping into leadership. And this focus is important because self-doubt often affects how people speak, decide, and assert themselves at work long before any external evaluation takes place. The book seems to treat confidence not as superficial positivity, but as a professional necessity that affects performance and perception. By addressing imposter syndrome directly, Rodel acknowledges that many women enter leadership while feeling they have to prove legitimacy in ways others may not. That makes the book relevant to readers who know they are capable but still hesitate to claim authority. The inclusion of affirmations also reinforces this focus on self-belief. Though the larger point is more practical than motivational, a leader who second-guesses every decision will struggle to influence a team consistently. The book therefore connects mindset with workplace action, showing that confidence is part of effective leadership behavior rather than a separate emotional issue. Fourthly, leading while shy, conflict-avoidant, or uncertain, the book specifically speaks to women who are shy, avoid conflict, or lack confidence, which broadens its appeal beyond readers who already see themselves as natural leaders. This is an important positioning choice because many leadership books assume a high level of extroversion or assertiveness. Rodel instead addresses readers who may need to lead without becoming a different personality. That matters in workplace contexts where people are promoted because of competence, but still feel uncomfortable with confrontation, visibility, or authority. The practical implication is that leadership can be adapted to different temperaments, so the goal is not to become aggressive, but to become effective. The search material suggests the book offers specific and practical techniques for gradually overcoming difficult situations, which implies a developmental approach rather than a perfectionist one. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want a realistic path into leadership that acknowledges hesitation as a normal part of growth. It does not require readers to be fearless before they begin. Instead, it frames action as the way confidence is built. Lastly, women focused workplace guidance with affirmations and action steps. The book stands out because it combines women focused workplace advice with affirmations and practical action steps. That combination places it between traditional business advice and self-development material. The affirmations are not the main argument of the book, but they support its broader goal of helping readers build self-trust and persistence. At the same time, the book is repeatedly described as actionable, meaning it does not stop at encouragement. This blend is useful for readers who want both emotional reinforcement and concrete workplace guidance. The women-specific framing also matters because it recognizes the structural and psychological pressures that can shape leadership experiences differently for female professionals. Rather than treating those pressures as minor variations, the book treats them as central to the leadership journey. That gives the work a more targeted purpose than general leadership books, which often speak to a broad audience but leave gender challenges underexplored. Its practical style and focused audience make it especially relevant for new female leaders looking for a concise, usable guide. In conclusion, She Thinks Like a Boss is best suited for women who are stepping into leadership for the first time, managing teams with limited experience, or trying to move past hesitation in professional settings. It is also relevant for female entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and anyone who wants leadership guidance that is direct, concise, and grounded in day-to-day workplace application. The main benefit of the book is that it turns leadership into something practical rather than intimidating. Readers get a framework for thinking about influence, confidence, team interaction, and imposter syndrome in a way that can be applied immediately. What makes it stand out from many other leadership books is its narrow, purposeful focus on new female leaders and its willingness to address emotional barriers alongside professional skills. Instead of offering a broad corporate leadership survey, it concentrates on the lived challenges that often shape how women approach authority at work. That gives the book a clear identity within the women in business category. It is more compact and targeted than an academic leadership text, but more action-oriented than a purely inspirational guide. For readers who want a fast, practical entry point into leadership development, it offers a useful and focused starting place. If you would like to support Gemma Rodel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.